For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Shelby County schools are in transition. With an interim superintendent and major building projects in the future, Commercial Appeal education reporter Jennifer Pignolet joins us now to look at some of the recent activity there. Glad you're with us.
Thank you for having me.
So right now the district has an interim superintendent, Joris Ray. How does he see this temporary role?
Well, I can tell you he doesn't want it to be temporary. He has already said that he will throw his name in the hat for the permanent job. The district or the board has also said that they plan to do a national search, but they really picked him because he shares a lot of the same vision that I think they do. He has a strong focus on issues like equity, but he really is well-liked, and I think they really felt like he could do the best job of pushing the district forward, not just being a placeholder.
Just before Dorsey Hobson left last year, he dropped the mic, so to speak, with a 10-year plan to close 28 schools and build 10 new ones. It seems like whoever gets the new superintendent job is going to have to carry out this major overhaul. So what kind of administrator are they looking for?
I don't think that the next person has to do this unless the board votes for it and says, yes, this is our plan. Right now, nothing has been adopted. Nothing has even been necessarily recommended. So I think the board wants someone who is going to take community input into account very strongly. Dr. Ray has really all he has said about this plan so far is we know we have a problem with our facilities. We know we have too many schools spread out throughout the district, so many of them with not enough kids in them. And these kids are being deprived of opportunities like AP classes and honors classes and more clubs and athletic opportunities. So they want somebody who's going to put those issues first, and then whatever the plan looks like to get there is still up for debate.
Anyone who follows education issues in the CA has to be wondering what the heck is going on with these charter schools in Shelby County. Just in the last month, we've seen many closures. You wrote about Gateway University. An investigation there found numerous problems like having a fake geometry class. You've written about a Whitehaven charter called City University Boys Preparatory School, where only 16% of the students were proficient in English and 12% in math. Is this a problem with the charter model here, or is this just some specific problems with these schools?
You know, the charter model allows for a lot more independence, and some people argue that there's a lot more room for these things to happen in an environment where there's less oversight. These organizations, however, are supposed to have their own boards that keep them accountable as well. So if there are situations where that's not happening, then the district is doing this investigation and stepping in.
You've written about some very good charter schools, in fact.
Yeah, I think you look at schools like Soulsville Charter and Freedom Prep are two ones that get talked about a lot because their outcomes are generally positive. They have kids going to college at very high rates. They have, and oftentimes, a lot higher test scores than some of the traditional schools in their own neighborhoods. So I don't think that we can look at City University, and I don't think we can look at Gateway and say that these are issues that are systemic to all charter schools or the charter school model itself. However, it may prompt questions about oversight of these charter schools. It may prompt some sort of audit from the school district about grading, but certainly issues around grading, also not systemic or not isolated to charter schools. As we know, we've had extensive grade changing issues uncovered in traditional Shelby County schools. So I don't think we can paint one sector, as the problem.
Jennifer Pignolet is the education reporter at the Commercial Appeal. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
This is WKNO News.